It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on free speech, particularly whether the LA Times made the right call in publishing the two-year-old pictures of American soldiers posing by the corpses of Afghan insurgents. There is no correct answer regarding the LA Times actions, but there are definitely pros and cons to the call. I will also give you a quick update regarding the housing element and some reinforcement to the position that your voice, your vote, counts. The LA Times published last week two-year-old pictures of U.S. servicemen posing by the corpses of dead Afghan insurgents. There is one particularly gruesome picture of servicemen holding mangled body parts of a suicide bomber. The pictures do vividly bring home the atrocities of war, both in terms of the obvious physical damage, but also in terms of the effects such conflicts have on the judgment and the psychological health of the combatants. These pictures are highly charged to anyone who sees them, but most particularly to the people of Afghanistan. Can you imagine the reaction of the U.S. population to seeing pictures of corpses of U.S. citizens, even if they were members of radical groups, being essentially mocked by occupiers while on U.S. soil? I can, and the reaction would not be pretty nor reserved. These pictures have riled the Afghan population and has the Afghani president calling for an accelerated withdrawal of American troops. The Taliban has promised retaliation for the pictures against our forces currently in Afghanistan. The publishing of the pictures has rekindled the flames that resulted from the burning of the Quran by American soldiers, flames which had only begun to burn down. So why did the LA Times decide to publish the pictures? After the Quran burning incident, the paper had to know the pictures would further anger the Afghan people and incite the insurgents to further acts of violence against our troops in the country. In the U.S., there is a ban on publishing pictures of the poor souls who opted to jump from the upper levels of the World Trade Centers rather than be burned alive because the images are just too emotional and too inflammatory. The New York Times has the famous quote, "All the news that is fit to print." The LA Times argues that the pictures were news. They vividly brought home the atrocities of war and made it clear that the U.S. military can overstep its bounds. Those messages are clearly illustrated in the pictures, and that is the benefit of the paper publishing them. The LA Times and you yourself have to answer the question whether the benefit was worth the cost. The costs? Probably additional tax on American troops by Afghan insurgents. Great recruiting propaganda for insurgents around the world. And another blow to the morale and mental health of all those men and women who are serving or have served in those conflicts. I was quite surprised to learn that many of our troops have served 4, 5, 6 tours in either Iraq or Afghanistan. That's a heavy toll on the individual and on her or his family. It's hard enough to leave your family for an extended business trip, but to leave your family 6 times to go to a war from which you might not return is agony. And there is very real and tragic evidence of the price these soldiers are paying. The suicide rate amongst returning vets is reaching an epidemic level. Out of all the soldiers in the Iraq or Afghan theaters, only a few appear in the photographs published by the LA Times or were involved in the burning of the Quran, but they all pay the price. So what would you have done had you been the editor of the LA Times faced with a decision of publishing the pictures? Was it good journalism or a reckless act. Here's a quick update on the housing element. One of the goals of the whole housing element program is to reduce greenhouse gases. The writer of an article in the Mill Valley Patch pointed out that the program, as being implemented by the Association of Bay Area Governments, commonly known as ABAG, would more likely increase greenhouse gases. So many people wrote to the Patch in support of the author that politicians, and yes, ABAG itself, took notice. Just this past Thursday, ABAG admitted that the program was not going to reduce greenhouse gases and that it was looking into reducing speed limits to 55 miles per hour to reduce the gases. Anyone remember the double nickel program under Jimmy Carter? So the author of the article in the Mill Valley Patch was one person who had an impact. Don't you be shy about speaking up. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.